Welcome back.
Mike, come on!
Mike, what is your deal,
man? Oh, come on, man. You've been riding me all day.
Mike, you're playing like Betty White out there.
That's not what your girlfriend said.
Oh. Baby!
Whoa.
Use Snickers. Better?
Better.
Mike, I'm all bent!
Actress Betty White getting tackled in that ad during last year's Super Bowl. What will they do to her this year? We're 10 days away from what Sports Illustrated's Peter King is calling a Super Bowl for the history books. Packers and Steelers, two of the oldest teams in the NFL, with more Super Bowl titles combined than any previous matchup. But will the ads live up to the hype? Well, let's see. Doritos and Pepsi Max continue their Crash the Super Bowl contest this year. Fans are creating ads in the hopes they'll air during the big game. One of the top 10 features two young people out on a date. They're waiting for their Pepsis. The girl is thinking, does he love his mother? Does he want kids? The guy is thinking,
I want to sleep with her. I want to sleep with her. I want to sleep with her. I want her Pepsi Max. I want her Pepsi Max. I want her Pepsi Max.
Not a chance.
Damn. Wait, for which one?
Not high art, but maybe that's the point. For a look at this year's Super Bowl ads and what they might say about the economy, let's bring in Brian Steinberg, TV editor for Advertising Age magazine. Brian, welcome.
Thank you very much.
And the Fox TV network announced back in October that ad slots for the Super Bowl had sold out. That's one of the earliest sellouts in the game's history. Some major companies in for the first time. So first of all, do you have a sense of why the advertising's been so great? We didn't even know the teams then.
Well, I'll tell you what, this is a live sports event in a world filled with DVRs and people ad skipping and watching TV on the internet. Live sports, people want to flock to the big screen and they want to see it live. They don't want to watch it a few hours later or hear about the results before they can watch it. So they are watching it as it runs, not skipping the ads. So
yeah.
It's a very lucrative thing for advertisers and for viewers.
Well, there's certain ways, though, to parse these ads. For instance, we know GM is back, Pepsi is back, and GM had been out for 2 years. That could reflect on the car industry making a little bit of a comeback.
Yeah, that's so. General Motors has been one of the bigger sponsors of the game over the long haul, and their absence was definitely a direct reflection of their economic situation, of the economy, and of the automakers' problems, particularly GM's. You know, last year, all we had were foreign cars. No Ford, no Chrysler. Oh, I'm sorry, the year before, all foreign. And the last year, Chrysler came back in with a kind of a very strange ad aimed at men. But GM is back in a bigger way. We're expecting Chevrolet to kind of get the highlight. They've been pushing Chevrolet for the last couple of months all over TV. So we think we'll be seeing a lot of Chevy stuff.
Well, we'll also be seeing Germany's Mercedes-Benz company in for the first time. In fact, three German luxury cars are going to be advertising. And Bloomberg cites analysts who say this is because they see Toyota's Lexus as vulnerable. So one place they're going to go after the Lexus is in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I think we're going to see a glut of car ads, and I guess the concern might be, will any of them stand out? You know, car advertising is not known for its high creativity. Sometimes you see a breakout thing, but most of the models that show the car on the highway, all the ads look very similar.
By the way, we should mention again, you know, tying Super Bowl advertising into the economy, Mercedes, who we mentioned is trying to make a big splash in the Super Bowl, spending $290 million on a factory in Alabama after expanding a plant in South Carolina. So look for them to make a big statement in the Super Bowl. But in addition to their Super Bowl ads, Mercedes is also sponsoring tweet races. This is where teams of football fans are going to drive Mercedes cars across the country, tweeting all along the way. It's some big tweeting contest. How is social media impacting Super Bowl advertising? Because a lot of these advertisers want to get the younger viewers, and are they opting out of Super Bowl ads for social media or combining it?
I think you're seeing a lot more of the digital and social being brought into the mix. And time was they put all their focus on a big splash TV ad. These days, these ads cost so much money. I mean, Fox has been seeking, from what you understand, between $2.8 million and $3 million for a 30-second ad. It's a lot of money. Many of the marketers are trying to use outtakes, putting them on YouTube, viral ideas, games that are launched ahead of time. They want people talking about the ads before they run. They want them talking about the ads after they run, and after they run, they want them to use that stuff to talk about what they think about the products, even go make a purchase.
Do you have some other examples of that?
For example, I know the E-Trade Baby is going to be featured in outtakes, things you couldn't see on TV. You can see them on YouTube.
Thank you, because let's just take a quick listen. E-Trade
Sure.
Baby, our favorite. These are the talking babies. Here's two dating babies talking to each other on a webcam.
So, yeah, sorry about last night.
Yeah, I just don't understand why you didn't call.
Yeah, well, I was on E-Trade, you know, diversifying my portfolio, taking control like a wolf.
And that milkaholic Lindsay wasn't over?
Lindsay?
Milka what?
I love the Talking Babies, and we understand that there's been a hint about the Super Bowl ad that the Talking Baby actually has done so well on E-Trade that he now has a tailor.
Yeah, yeah. I think they're getting very smart about using the baby. I know if you watch the championships this past weekend, I think you saw the baby actually talking to the various football hosts as a kind of like a prognosticator of some sort.
But you were talking about tie-ins to social media. BMW already started a Facebook contest around its Super Bowl commercial. Contestants have to figure the configuration of the car, and they'll win a 2-year lease and a trip to the BMW
factory.
Yeah,
I know Kia is doing some kinds of games, like online gaming ahead of the event. So, I mean, everyone's trying to get people talking before and after. It's not enough to hope the heck your ad was smart and funny. A lot, some of these ads flop. They cause controversy. They offend people. There's no guarantee the ad itself is going to carry the day. I think in this time and era when you have so much, you know, digital, internet, web, mobile stuff available to you, you have to make it all work for you and make it all pull together.
Well, in fact, you say that with all the money that advertisers spend, up to $3 million for 30 seconds of airtime, they keep coming back to recurring themes: babies, animals, scantily clad women, to the extent that Ad Age, didn't you have an online contest asking people to vote for their favorite Super Bowl simian spot?
We just did simians. We're doing Coke, Pepsi, different categories, animals who are not simians. You'll see them all on Ad Age if you follow along this week and next, I believe.
Because everybody comes back to it?
I think time was in an earlier, you know, maybe the early 80s, Super Bowl ads were beautiful. They were grand vistas, entrancing. You know, there's always a famous hallmark of this stuff is the famous Apple 1984 Macintosh ad. You know, it was a grand vista where people, you know, were subjugated to some blinking TV screen, and someone comes up and breaks it, and everyone is free. It was so beautiful and so well done that everyone was talking about it. But in today's time, people's attention is split between their tablet computer, their TV set, their computer. They're also, I think, people have less time to think about everything. And so I think the ads are a little bit more lowbrow. They're aimed for the guy drinking in the back of the room. They're more elbow, funny bone laughs, you know, kind of pokes in the gut rather than appealing to kind of someone's higher sense of beauty or aesthetics.
Well, which is probably why we're going to see Kim Kardashian in an ad, a very provocative ad for Skechers Shape Up Shoes. The Hollywood Reporter quotes an executive from the shoe company saying he had to take a cold shower afterwards, but that might have been just that executive trying to promote his ad. But your point is that it's to catch attention, but also, to pick up your previous point, to get people to respond to it on Twitter and Facebook, to get people to talk about, oh, well, did you see that lowbrow thing?
That's right. I mean, Kim Kardashian, that's the best you can do for Super Bowl advertising is Kim Kardashian. She's not really A-list, I would say. No offense to anybody. These are a little more like direct response commercials. Buy now. Call now. What do you have to do to entice someone, to appeal to someone, to get off their rump when they're eating buffalo wings, go to the computer, log on a website, go into Twitter and talk, go to Facebook and answer a question? You have to kind of appeal to the get up and do it now. And that doesn't always happen by using aesthetically pleasing elements that appeal to one's higher sense of reality and nature.
Well, we'll always have the Clydesdales. I hope.
Those are stately beasts who will always bring out the best in people, yes.
Brian Steinberg, TV editor for Ad Age, and we'll have all sorts of links for you at our website, hereandnow.org. Brian, thanks so much.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.